Good afternoon. Yesterday, my Hiroshima Carp, my team, won the Central League series. The last victory was 25 years ago when we got married, 1991. Been a long time. Actually, we had some Carp players in our English service some years ago. One of them named Lopez, he was very enthusiastic Christian. He cannot come for the Sunday service, but his wife came to the Sunday service, and I and him had a Bible study weekdays. Yeah, we read the Bible and pray together before the game. And if we want to watch the game, just call him. Yeah, and go to the ballpark, and somebody gave me the tickets. Yeah. So I pray God send the Carp player again. I think some are Christian though. You know, I don't know exactly who are, but Yeah, but anyway. Today is a special day for me because I've been a Carp fan for 56 years after I was born. So, well, today I'd like to teach from the book of Esther. Thank you, those who make the bulletin. There is a very good outline or sermon from Esther on the bulletin. Should I read this? And beautiful pictures too. Thank you. I think you know the story of the Esther, so I don't want to read all of them. But let me read chapter 4. From verse 1 to 17. When the Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. You know what happened before that? The Haman made a plot to destroy the whole Jews in Persia, because Haman hated Mordecai, so he felt some responsibility, and also he was so sad because not because of him, but his nation in Persia will be destroyed. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter in. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attach her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. Esther didn't know what happened. You know, she was in the palace. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the gates, the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her. And he told him to urge her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the gold scepter to him and spare his life. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instruction. Wow, great story, huh? Stories. I go into the center of the story. For a long time, Esther was selected as a queen. She was an obedient young woman to her cousin Mordecai. When her parents died, Mordecai took her in and cared for her. But King Xerxes was looking for a new queen. Esther listened to her cousin on how to win the king's favor. When Mordecai found out a plot to assassinate the king, he told Queen Esther, who warned the king. But when Mordecai found out that Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish nation and begged Queen Esther to help, she grew afraid, because no one in the royal place knew her true identity. She did not show who she was, because the Mordecai instructed, "You have to hide yourself. Otherwise, you cannot be selected as a queen." But at this time, Mordecai was asking for her to do something very risky. Everyone knew that if any man or woman who approached the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the gold scepter, like this picture. Is this a gold scepter? Think so? Yeah. to him and spare his life. And it has been 30 days since Esther was called to go to the king. For this reason, Esther was afraid to approach the king, lest he become angry and have her executed. I have heard of people who do not know how to swim, diving in to try and save child. People running into burning buildings to save people. People want to help others, but sometimes it could be risky. Esther wanted to help her people, but she was afraid to get involved. Mordecai had to say something that would help change her mind. When Esther heard the news first time from the Mordecai, she said, "I cannot go because it's too risky. I did not invite it for 30 days. If the king was not good in mood, I'll be, there are many other girls." But Mordecai encouraged her to get involved, to take a risk, to save herself and her family. Even though Mordecai never mentioned God, he remembered Esther, that she was in a palace of position where she could make a difference. Each of us in some time or living God places us in a position where we can help someone. This means I must allow God to use me as he has called me to be. I must grow, be fruitful. I must shine the light of God's love and grace. After thinking over what her cousin said, Esther took a step of faith. This is the time she was changed. She decided to take risk. But she wasn't going to do it alone. This is a very important point, right? When she heard the word from Mordecai the second time, if you do not go to the king's place, God will give the different help. And she changed her thinking. But she did not go to the king's place right after. But she did. She asked for help. She asked for her people to pray, like we did, right? She asked that all the Jews in the town of Susa would fast for 3 days. Fast for 3 days. When we fast, we go on a spiritual journey. Esther was trying to draw closer to God's will to understand how to help her people. When we fast, have you ever fasted? If you haven't, try. Just one meal. Not for these 3 days. But even just one meal or two meals. When we fast, we go on a spiritual journey. Esther was trying to draw closer to God's will to understand how to help her people. When we fast, we wait on God. If Esther had tried to rush things, if Esther had tried to rush things, the result may have been worse, maybe different. We need to remind ourselves not to rush when trying to do something of God. God will bring things together in his time, in his will. We cannot always do mighty works alone. We cannot always do mighty things alone. We need help. That's why you are a church. That's why we are a family. We need God's help and we need each other's help. Some commentaries mention that Esther alone saved the Jewish nation, but no, this is wrong. She wasn't working alone. Mordecai was helping her. Esther's maids were helping her. The Jewish nation were helping her. Most importantly, God was helping her, even though there is no God word in the book of Esther. God is silent. But God is working. So what happened? Well, through God's timing and wisdom, Esther passes to the king. The king, who is totally in love with her, asked what she wants. She invites the king to a dinner in his honor. I guess the old saying is true. The way to man's heart is through his stomach. At the dinner was the evil Haman at their side. Queen Esther tells the king about the plot to destroy her and the Jews. King Xerxes orders that Haman be hanged and the Jews are saved. What can we learn from Esther? Number one, God can use anyone anywhere. God can use you anywhere, anytime. Be ready. No, God, I'm not the time to be used. We don't know God's timing. Yeah, we don't know. Never knows. He has a special plan for your life. You are here this afternoon because God has something special for you to do. God wants this congregation to be a miracle-working congregation. Amen? Amen. Number two, it is okay to take risks. Take risks. Life would be so boring if we did not take risks. Right? We need to step out in faith. Take risk with your faith. Without faith, okay, go and die. Doesn't mean. But if you have faith and take step forward, God works. We will see the miracle. Without risk, we don't see any God's work. Like the Peter, the Sea of Galilee, what Jesus said. Come on, step forward. That's risk. He put on the water, even though he's a fisherman. Stormy. We are always hearing the word from Jesus, step forward with your faith. Take risk. It's when we step out in faith that miracle happen. God wants this congregation to be a miracle-working congregation full of faith and power in the Holy Spirit, like you. God does not want this congregation to die. But if you do not act, if you do not take a risk, we may cease to exist. If you just sit and relax, well, just waiting, nothing will happen. God, I'm waiting. God is calling you. Come on, one step forward, take a risk. Don't sit back and relax. Number three, we need to wait upon the Lord. This is what the hardest for me to learn. I always want to jump into with both feet and get involved. But when I move in my own timing and not God's, then I spoil things. I mess up what God is trying to do. I need to learn. We need to learn to wait upon God. We need to fast sometimes. We need to pray. We need to listen. And then move when God tells us to move. If this congregation is to grow, we need to grow in God's timing. We cannot rush things. I cannot rush things. Well, this is the story. And you think, wow, it's a good story. But not like my story. Because our nations, look at them. They're okay. They're having a good time with Cubs victory. That is wrong. Our nation, your nation, are destroying. Not the plot of Haman, but the plot of Satan. Haman is Satan. Satan tried to destroy our nations, your family, our neighbors. We are all Esther. We have to take risk to save our family. Take risk to save our nations. Don't sit back and relax, okay? You don't need to die. Sometimes, maybe. Maybe you have lose something. Maybe you will be blamed or shamed or criticized. We don't know what happened. But if we are afraid of doing something bad, that Mordecai said, okay, but God will rise another help. Then, what we have to do? Don't jump into. We pray each other. And then we'll look for the timing. But again, we have to change ourselves. We have to change to save our nations. This is not the story just Esther, but our story. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. We don't know why we are here. We don't know why we are doing. But Esther was. She did not understand when she was selected as a queen. But that was God's plan. She was selected as a queen to save her nation. But she has to take a risk. She has to sacrifice herself. She has to take one step forward with her faith. She needs prayer. Lord, open our eyes. Let us see our nations, our families, our neighbors are going to die. Going to be destroyed with the plot of Satan. Lord, use us like Esther. Make us strong to take risk for you, for our loving people. Lord, change ourselves. Change our faith. Change our heart. Change your spirit, Lord. Lord, you're coming back so soon. We don't have enough time. Use us. Use this church to save our people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.